The sod has been cut for takeoff of a major sanitation and drainage project for the Accra metropolis. The project will, among other things, focus on the dredging of the Odor Basin and the Kolle Lagoon to improve sanitation challenges facing the capital. The drainage project is estimated at about $700,000. President John Mahama, who cut the sod, called for attitudinal change in solving the unwarranted sanitation menace. Pascalina Dadevo reports.
It is feared that Ghana as a country may not meet the Millennium Development Goal 7 on sanitation by 2015. Drains and gutters are choked with refuse, largely blamed on human behavior. Mid last year, President John Mahama in his policy statement outlined government resolve to take the issue of sanitation head on. He tasked the local government ministry to come out with a blueprint setting out modalities to curb the menace. This saw the best of the National Sanitation Task Force deployed across the country and equipped with state-of-the-art working tools. The Accra Sanitation Sewer and Stormwater Drainage Alleviation Project was started by Dr. Kwame Nkrumah but stalled along the line. Since then, subsequent governments have tried, but it is the NDC government that is working to execute the project, which is expected to bring to an end issues of flooding, heaps of rubbish around the metropolis, and contamination of the country's lagoon streams and rivers. The famous Lavender Hill will also be a thing of the past. Chief Executive of the AMA, Alfred Okovandapoe, explores the benefits that the project offers the country.
Overall, the project aims at drastically improving Accra's flood protection and wastewater treatment, providing management opportunities of all surface water, runoff and sewer in the Accra area and beyond, advancing Accra's ecology and tourism. To reach this, the implementing partners will upgrade the sewer and drainage infrastructure primarily within the Odor Basin, including the desilting, dredging, new substation ponds, and the removal of refuse from priority drains and lagoons.
President John Mahama called for a revolution in the behavior of people with regards to the disposal of refuse. He stated that his government is committed to ensuring that the project is efficiently carried out.
Accra, particularly, is faced with the major thrust of the challenge we face in sanitation, and that is because it is the capital city of this country and is the city that has the largest recipient of rural urban migration that we face. And so this intervention is going to apply the latest engineering solution to resolve the challenges of sanitation and sewage in Accra using cutting-edge U.S. technology. When this project is finished, we all have a role to play. The gutters and the drain are not garbage containers. Dump your garbage where you have to dump it so that it can be collected. And so let us all spread the awareness about this and let us be good citizens of Accra. We will have a city that we will be proud of.
The Accra Sanitation Sewer and Stormwater Drainage Alleviation Project will be piloted in Accra and subsequently replicated in all regional capitals.
Pascalina Dadevo reporting.